So tell us, how are things feeling in the SNP camp tonight?
Feeling good, yeah. I think we've had a really positive campaign, and the feedback we've been getting on the doors has been really good, and feedback we've been out and about and across the constituency has been good. So, but there is only one poll that matters, which is the one that's unfolding at the moment. So we'll see how that transpires as the night goes on.
It has to be probably one of the toughest seats to run in up against a very strong Labour past.
Yeah, well, Jackie certainly has a high profile, and she has held the seat for a really long time. So it is a challenge for anyone to take on the seat. But we started off the campaign with a really good position, following on from last year's Westminster result and the referendum as well. So we've gone into it very positive, and I do think that we can do it, but we'll see how it transpires as the night goes on.
Big issues as well for you, the likes of Trident, I mean, not only for the constituency, but of national interest too.
Yeah, well, I think more and more people realise as well that it's a reserved issue, so it's not something that will be decided on the outcome of this election. But I think all of the candidates in the constituency have been very clear on their views. As an SNP member, I oppose Trident, and been speaking to a lot of people on the doorsteps and ensuring that they know exactly what that means for them. We quite often hear arguments about over jobs figures, and it's really important that we get the message across there that those figures are much lower in terms of the number of jobs directly linked to Trident, and that the base, as far as we're concerned, has a strong future ahead of it. But it's not something that's going to be decided on this election, because it is a Westminster issue.